Michael. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. 2-5-23, February the 5th, a few minutes after 11. And what a beautiful day. God bless Tampa Bay. God bless the military. I always like to do a shout out for the men and women of the past and the future and the present. God bless those great people, because freedom isn't free. And our policemen and women out there patrolling the streets, just following the law. Just do what they ask, and guess what? Things will run a lot smoother. We need to start showing more respect for people in authoritarian positions, as long as they don't overextend that. If they do, then guess what? You have a court of law to handle it. Maybe that's the way we should act as citizens, not savages. So that being said, and also the children out there, parents, please get your kids right, man. We need to teach them right from wrong and get the teachers, you know, on board here. We don't need to indoctrinate them. We need to educate them. So hopefully that's what's going to happen in this great country of ours. I'm hoping and praying for it. You know, Joe Biden says inflation wasn't his fault. It was already there. But I don't know how you go from 1.4 to 8.4 after your term when you got it at 1.4. It'd be like me taking over the Super Bowl champs and then saying, well, I took over a bad team. Really? Interesting. Anyway, you're listening to The Sports Zone. I have Josh Levinson in here with me. Good morning, Josh. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. Scott Levinson, how's everything going for you today, young man?
A wonderful day.
Right on, man.
Nice chipper weather, ready to go.
Sounds good. I love it. So, Josh, now no football today, man. We can't even talk any fantasy football. Is there any fantasy football for the Pro Bowl, sir?
not going on. It is a little different this year. So for anyone that might have been looking forward to it, but it is kind of interesting. You've got the NFL Pro Bowl and the NHL skills competition and everything all going on at once. So, you know, a little fun, a little different as we ease away from not having football anymore and kind of start paying attention with March Madness coming
up. There you go.
And gearing up for baseball and focusing more on the Lightning and the Stanley Cup push and all that fun stuff.
I'm very impressed with the Lightning as well as they're playing. So I hope they keep it going. Scott, aren't you happy about the Lightning?
I am. You know, they've sort of got their footing, obviously. And you know, it's exciting to watch. I mean, they've definitely got another run or two in them.
They sure do,
I mean,
man.
They are playing like they look like they have young legs.
They do. I mean, we're really getting into the heart of it now. And I think, realistically, the way they played Boston a couple weeks ago, that showed me a lot, saying, all right, this team still has the talent to go the distance.
Absolutely. Actually, I was with a big Boston Bruins fan earlier in the week. We were just kind of it's always interesting to talk to a non-Lightning hockey fan,
which
you don't necessarily find too many around the Tampa Bay area.
That's true.
And so it was just interesting to hear people about how much they adore Vazi and how much respect he has all around the league. And,
you know,
anytime he's in the net, you know we're going to have a chance. And he shined yesterday during the skills competition,
yes, he did.
You know, on the national stage and all that. So it was cool to see.
Kind of weird, you know, the NHL All-Star Weekend with, you know, the Pro Bowl weekend. And I don't think they should do it that way. That's just my own opinion.
It'd be interesting to see the ratings now. You know, NHL, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, where they changed into like a 3-on-3 format, which is a little bit more, you know, kind of similar to the way the NFL is going with now they're doing the flag football because people weren't tackling in the game anyway. Yeah, no. So
7-on-7.
Yeah. See, it'll be interesting to see the ratings. Obviously, football is still king, but even specifically in this area where the Lightning have gained such popularity and stuff. So it'll be interesting.
No question about it. Scott, how about what's going on with the Trop in downtown St. Pete? Does it look like the Rays are staying there?
I think so. I mean, they are building their own fan base in walking distance, like what they're doing with the over 55 community. There is a big difference when a developer comes in and St. Pete says, oh, we're going to be doing this and we hope the Rays are... No, the Rays are the developers. They are in this. And I think it's they're not coming to Tampa. And I love the fact that a few of our diehard, I'll benefit from politicians if they come to Tampa, are out there still trying to wave the flag. We got a chance. We got a chance. It's not our problem. You see, your second career is going away.
I love it.
From what I've gathered, it seems, at least the public perception, it seems to be okay. Tampa's not going to get it. The whole Ybor thing isn't going to happen, but they're going to redevelop the St. Pete area to try to get one last push, develop a fan base, before develop, build, whatever words we want to use, to grow their own. Create their own fan base. There's just not enough people there. But so this development, if it can give them enough fans to keep the team around, otherwise they're going to sell when the contract runs out in a few years.
How many thousand, Scott?
30,000 to 40,000 new residents living within walking distance of the stadium.
I think that's enough to keep the team around if they want to. No, not coming to Tampa, but if again they're going to just create their own artificial fan base, then shoot.
55 and older communities.
Right.
They're building. You know,
it's a fascinating project for other teams and stuff around the country, too. Well, can they sustain their own, you know, enough heads and beds and all that sort of stuff, sustain enough restaurants and local hospitality around it to have enough people, you know?
I just am curious to see 30, 40,000. I'm going to say maybe 15%, Scott, will be baseball fans. I don't know. I'll say half of that will be season ticket holders. The majority of season ticket holders live in Tampa Bay.
I don't think it's as much about what you're not, and I think people got to delve deeper into it. Let's say you have a 55 and older community.
Okay.
Right there. You've got a
and
lot.
And that's the main baseball demo. Right. Not to cut you off, but that's important now. You got to understand about who they're catering to and who they're marketing to.
And not only that, but most of these people are transplants. You know, they're moving down after retirement.
Well, now
it's real affordable for Mr. and Mrs. Johnson's son, daughter-in-law, and family of two that live in Boston to say, hey, Boston's going to be in St. Pete for a weekend three.
Sure.
And we can stay at mom and dad's house and walk to the stadium.
Well,
that's going to play.
It is, and I'm glad you brought that up, Scott. I'm really proud of Major League Baseball for doing this. They're getting away from so many division games and getting more into you play the whole league. And you know I'm going to beat that drum till I meet my maker, fellas. That's the way the NFL should do it.
It's better for competition, no doubt, but shoot, for the Rays being a smaller market, trying to attract more fans, those Yankees-Red Sox series are huge.
They are huge. But what your father just said, great point, is with all these transplants and people moving in, a lot of people, I mean, it's neat to watch the Yankees and Red Sox, but, you know, I get a kick out of going to see a team like the A's, the Angels, who never come here. So it's kind of neat to see a team I've never seen play live.
But I think a lot of it is like what he was saying about that 55-plus older demo. Look, you've got a lot of people that are getting outpriced of where they're living, where they've been living for a while, whether it, you know, looking to move, maybe it becomes more appealing to hop over the bridge and shoot, I get to walk to X amount of games a year.
Yeah.
They're looking for places for parents to go as people are hitting retirement age, trying to figure out what to do with their lives, empty nesters. All of that, as more and more people come to Tampa.
I hope it cleans up a lot of that area down there.
Well, and this is it. I have a lot of customers down there.
Oh, okay, Scott.
And the way you look at 275 and then the way I-75 folds around.
Yes.
And that corridor to the south where the interstate folds around the trop.
Yes.
That is just like the dividing line. Here is where you want to be. Here is where you want to be. Careful. And right. that... And they're addressing that, too. They're talking about removing that because, I'm sorry, that is a clear divine line. People, come to St. Pete, but you might not want to go south of this.
Yeah.
And it's I have a good. Lot of customers out. They are investing a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're building affordable housing on top of it.
Yes.
They are redoing that South St. Pete. It's not just the stadium area. They're doing the surrounding areas. You are getting a lot of the 25 to 40 age group in there right now, too, in the downtown area. And I also think you will see a lot more matinees.
I hope so. And if not matinees, twilighters. That would be the best way to go, I think.
And that's the reality. The stadium lease runs up in 2027.
Okay.
The new plan for the new stadium and everything they're developing is planned to open in 2028, right after the lease runs out.
Well,
so
they're either going
to get enough attention to re-up and keep it around, or they're still going to build the thing, sell the stadium, and then, again, they've still redeveloped that whole area.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, where do they play? They're going to go to Al Lang. What do we mean, where do they play? They're not getting enough fans right now.
Go where?
Al Lang.
Go to Al Lang. Go to...
They play baseball
there. Al Lang. I thought you said L.A. I was like, what?
No.
Al Lang
Stadium. You've also got, and people are forgetting, you got the rallies built into this, too.
Mm-hmm. So
you know and we can pretend soccer. You know,
no, it's getting more popular.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
I don't know about your fan base getting more popular. You look at the like I said, you still look at the number of kids playing youth sports. Soccer is just flatlining right now, but it's still very popular.
I think you might see a World Cup bump. The numbers aren't in from that yet. It was only a couple months ago.
Yeah,
there was more support and encouragement for the U.S. team than ever before.
More.
And there's more talent. There's more American talent. Pulisic is the first like real American player that people can look up to and really be proud of. Like, I remember when Freddie Adu was tried to build up to be the next big thing when I was younger, and he never materialized.
They
and that is bad for the sport. Yeah. On a, you know, if LeBron, when they put him on the cover of SI at 16, 17 years old or whatever, he's the last guy to really live up to that sort of expectation. There's so many others, you know.
Tiger Woods. It's tough.
So for Pulisic to kind of take that Captain America label and live up to it to an extent is... You know, it is important for the game.
No, yeah, very much so.
I think, you might see a bump, but, you know, it's funny in this country. What's your two leading youth sports right now? Lacrosse had made a big comeback. That is definitely flatlined and on the way down.
It has.
But football.
Football's always going to be king.
And a sport that is on the rise for youth in this country is track.
Yeah.
People don't, you know, it's not a big thing, but the numbers of kids going to track is more than baseball and soccer both right now.
When you think about the ease of access, lacrosse, you need all the equipment. It's definitely a little more specialized. Track, you need shoes.
That's it. But soccer, too, I think you're going to see a push in soccer for that, and that's why I think track and field has gotten bigger. These kids at 4 or 5, hey, Johnny, you want to go out and play soccer? Yeah, okay, Dad, I'll try it.
It's not affordable, though.
Soccer?
It's not affordable if you want to play competitive soccer.
Sure, but it can be.
No, I'm saying 4 and 5, Scott. No, when you get into the 12 and the travel and everything, just
that's
like
every
baseball.
Level.
But baseball's the worst when it comes to money and travel.
It's all a different
soccer. You're looking at an average cost. If you play in a travel soccer team, you're looking anywhere between $4,000 and $8,000.
Still, regardless, there's a lot of money that's being, whether it's AAU basketball, whether it's all the travel sports. If your kid is going to be competing at that sort of level,
you're talking about the fees to play in these things. You're not talking. I'm talking more of the equipment.
Oh no, I'm talking
literally
fees.
Just like picking up a game in the backyard, being able to just ease of access, being able to just play.
I'm into the new wiffle ball.
You know what? That is fun to watch on TV. I've watched some of it. It's a trip.
I'm into that.
But again, I
think pickleball. You know, the good news is, I'm a very competitive guy. But a lot of times, you know, it's fun just to play. I'm starting Absolutely. To get that way. It's hard for me, Josh, but
that's part of where he was saying with lacrosse, where yes. It hasn't really been able to take that next step. And I think pickleball is the same thing. Not every sport is entertaining to watch.
No,
not every sport is marketable. Like I've got a buddy who does competitive paintball, and it is exhilarating to watch live. But if you don't know what's going on, watching it on TV or whatever, you have no idea what.
And pickleball is tough to watch.
Yeah, you know exactly. There's certain things, and again, that's why football. Seeing these guys jump up into the middle of the air and catch a ball while two other guys are running full speed trying to catch. You know, there's certain aspects of it that are entertaining to watch, and that's why it remains king of the castle.
Amen. Liz, I'm going to bring you on the line here after this quick timeout. Little bark in the park. We're going to talk about this great event the Humane Society of Tampa Bay is going to be putting on this coming Saturday. You're going to want to hear about this and be there. We'll be right back after this quick timeout on AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
So you share your Netflix password with a buddy. Now his whole family uses it to binge shows. Soon, you're going to have to pay for that. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro. One third of Netflix subscribers in the U.S. share their passwords with people outside their house. The streaming giant says no more of that. Starting March, expect to pay a fee for anyone that uses your account outside your home. Do you actually know who uses that? Well, it might be who you don't expect. To find out, log into Netflix, click on your profile in the upper right corner, tap the account, and look for your viewing activity. See any weird locations or devices you don't recognize? It's probably someone you don't know. There's really no simple way to find the name of who that person is, so the best thing for you to do is simply change your password. That part's easy. Head to netflix.com/login help, select email, enter your address, and then you're going to get an email to change your password. If someone tries to log in now, they won't be able to. For more tech smarts, get the podcast, Kim Commando Today. What do you do when something just doesn't work? You Google it. Too often, that's a complete waste of time. You need someone to hold your hand. Maybe you're lucky enough to have someone to call for help or come over. But let's face it, they're too busy for you. Finding tech support online is risky. That's why I partner with top tech experts to give you 24/7 live support that you can trust. They'll fix your problems or there's no charge. I'm so proud to tell you about GetKimsHelp.com. Whether it's a problem with your Wi-Fi, printer, smartphone, computer, TV, smart speaker, or another connected device, the experts at GetKimsHelp.com fix most issues in 10 minutes or less. High-tech troubleshooting tools like virtual house calls let them resolve even the most complex issues quickly. So stop Googling. Have your problem solved right now. Visit GetKimsHelp.com. It's an affordable way to fix problems with the help from experts who you can trust. GetKimsHelp.com. GetKimsHelp.com.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Beautiful day today. I couldn't be happier. I love this weather. And also, what I'm going to love is next Saturday. Now, it's going to be about 65 when we have this thing going on, Liz. But you know what? That'll be perfect to walk the dogs around and hang out.
I think it's going to be glorious. I'm excited about it.
There you go. Amen to that. This is Liz with the Humane Society. They have a great event, you know, Dog in the Park. And bring your dogs and just a lot of vendors, a lot of neat things going on. Liz, talk about it. Let the folks know.
Absolutely. So the event is called Bark in the Park, and it benefits the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. So all of the money goes directly to homeless animals right here in your community. And the event, again, is called Bark in the Park. It is a free public festival that's down at Curtis Hickson Park in downtown Tampa, right on the water. So it's a beautiful view. Again, it's supposed to be like in the 60s or low 70s, so it should be glorious weather. And the event is from 11 to 3. There will be tons of vendors for both humans and for pets, so lots of fun pet vendors. There'll be food trucks. There will be live entertainment. There will be beer and all kinds of great sort of things to check out. And we really hope that you bring your dog along with you. It's definitely open to dogs to come along, and we have plenty of activities for the dogs to do as well. So a pop-up dog park, some splash pools for them to have fun in, a lure course for them to run around in. So tons of family-friendly and pet-friendly fun for everybody.
Fantastic, Liz. Talk a little bit about the Humane Society here in Tampa. Great location, easy to get to. If you're looking to adopt a dog or a cat, this is the place to go. And they do a lot of great things and care about the animals, and they care about people getting a good pet and making sure the people are right for the pet also. So please, you got a great organization, Liz. I'd love for you to
share. Well, thank you for saying all that. Yes, we do pride ourselves on having a great relationship with the community, providing, wonderful animals that have been homeless for one reason or another that are now looking for forever homes. And we're happy to help them find those and help connect pets and people in the community. We also offer a ton of other services that sometimes people don't realize that we have. We have a low-cost pet hospital. So if you have an animal already and you're looking for veterinary care, we have a fabulous hospital that typically will provide care at 30 to 40% cheaper than what you would pay at a traditional vet clinic. So that's a really lovely amenity for the community. We also have a pet pantry. So if you find yourself having a little bit of trouble from time to time getting pet food or any other supplies for your animals, we do have a service where on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can come down to the shelter and pick up food, leashes, collars, bedding, toys, all kinds of good stuff to help keep your pet nice and happy and safe while they're in your home. But yes, if you're looking for an animal, we would love for you to come down and check out the dogs, the cats. We have pocket pets, so hamsters, guinea pigs, we have rabbits. So all kinds of different animals that can fit any kind of family and what you might be looking for your home. Come on down and check us out. And you can always go onto our website, which is humanesocietytampa.org, to take a look at all of the animals that we have available, because we do have a real-time list of animals that are available for adoption on our website at all times. And then you can check out any of our programs. We have kids programming, volunteer opportunities. If you do need any of those programs, like our hospital or our pet pantry, you can find more information there as well. So it's just a really good resource to see what we've got going on. And again, if you're looking for a pet, a perfect place to take a first look.
Liz, give the folks the address where you're located, please.
Absolutely. We're at 3607 North Arbenia Avenue, which is 33607 here in Tampa. And to get an idea of what part of town that's in, we're just a few blocks away from Raymond James Stadium.
Right.
So we're not too far from there, and that can help people sort of figure out where we are in the larger city. But yes, please come and take a look and visit, and hopefully we have what you're looking for.
Absolutely, Liz. Appreciate you coming on. Bark in the Park this Saturday coming up from 11 to 3. It's going to be a great event and great opportunities. Hey, I'll tell you one other thing, Liz. You guys got a cool little gift shop there at the location.
We have a retail store that we have on site, but you can also access some online purchases through our website. We have obviously tons of things for your pets. So if you need any supplies at all, we have that. But we also have a lot of fun T-shirts and hats that all support the Humane Society.
Amen. Liz, thank you for coming on. Look forward to seeing you Saturday. I'll be there.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, Liz. Have a great week and have a great end of the week. Thanks.
You too, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. All right. That was Liz with the Humane Society here in Tampa, and great organization. And, that's the thing to do, man. Rescue dogs, homeless dogs, cats. That's what we need to do. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another quick time out here. All right, Ken? And then we're going to get my man Sam on to talk about some sports and some neat things coming up. All right, we'll be right back after this quick timeout.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. China complaining about the U.S. shooting down the spy balloon that China sent over this country, traveling almost a week across the nation and stopping sometimes near sensitive military sites. The Biden administration says that's too bad. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the U.S. should have exercised more calm and was overreacting to the situation. Elsewhere, Europe is cutting more energy ties with Russia. A ban on Russian refined oil products like diesel fuel and a Western price cap take effect today. The goal is to stop feeding Russia's war chest with energy payments while avoiding shortages from a loss of global supply back at home. And union members working for the Walt Disney World Services Company says they will not accept the new contract proposal. This is SRN News.
Sleep on it.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229 DJ Dunedin. By downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey.
The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today we'll have variable cloudiness with showers and a high 79. Tonight, a passing evening shower, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high 79. Tomorrow night, clear skies and a low 59. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high 82. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high 83. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, thanks for hanging in there with us here on the Sports Zone. Beautiful Sunday morning here in Tampa. It's 11:30 for you folks getting into church and you folks leaving. We appreciate you listening to us. And we're going to finish up the next half an hour with some fun talk about sports in reference to hockey and basketball. Have Sam on the line. Sam, I hear you're a big hockey fan, man. How about them Lightning?
Lightning, how are you doing, Patrick?
Doing good, my man. How's life treating you?
Life's going well. That's going well. Beautiful day out here today.
It is. Isn't this paradise, man? Yesterday was paradise. It was 48 degrees at 7 in the morning yesterday, but still, I knew it was going to warm up and be perfect, so how can you even get mad at that? It's like, okay, a couple hours will be perfect. And today was idealistic, 58, and now it'll get to 72. So pretty nice, pretty blessed here to be in Tampa Bay, Sam. I hear you and Josh do some good things in the area with the organization, and share with us what that organization's going to be doing up and coming here.
Yeah. So Josh and I are part of awfully good guild. We're a local service group, really a lot of young professionals just looking to meet new people and giving back to the Tampa Bay community. Really our sort of model is, you know, we go do some good and then we grab a beer and socialize, meet new people.
That's what it's all about, man. What's the event coming up, Sam?
So Saturday between February 11th, between 4 and 6, we have an event called Valentine's for Veterans, where we're going to be writing cards to veterans that don't have anyone else to write them a Valentine's Day card. So we're just going to make an impact on some people that don't have anyone else to reach out to them. So we're going to be doing it over at the Blind Goat on Henderson between Lois and Bay to Bay.
Sure.
And like I said, next Saturday between 4 to 6, we'd love to have everyone come out after Bark in the Park. I think it'd be a good place for people to show up and have a good time.
Absolutely,
yeah,
man.
Bark in the Park is 11 to 3. You can head right over to the Blind Goat, grab some beer, make some Valentine's for some veterans. So we're looking to, help out, give back a little bit. We partner with some local groups.
That's what it's all about, man.
Everyone deserves to feel good around the holidays, regardless of what holiday that is.
Exactly. Yep, I would agree with that, Josh.
So, yeah, if anyone needs any info for that, wants to contribute in any way whatsoever, you can reach out to us at 813-454-3927, 813-454-3927.
Now, Sam, I appreciate the invite. Josh was kind of putting up the block saying, hey, pal, you're too old for this thing. Now, what's up with that, Sam? He's got some nerve, this kid.
Hey, we are accepting of all kinds. But, yeah, we try to keep it to the younger professionals, people just move into the Tampa Bay area. And as well as giving us a call, you can follow us on Instagram at the Awfully Good Guild. If you look in our bio, you can click the link there, and then you'll get a newsletter sent to your email every give or take week or so, telling you about the other events that we're doing here in the community.
Very good, Sam. That's awesome, man. I'm real happy that you're called in to share that with people. Veterans, you know, go through a lot, man, and we always talk about that. I help out veterans every day to get their VA benefits, to get their health care, get the right life insurance for them, get them the right assisted living facility, and people don't realize they've been through a lot. You know, PTSD is no joke. It's the real deal, and I don't want anybody, my worst enemy, to go through what those guys had to go through. So real proud of you, Sam, and Josh doing it. I'm sorry, Sam, say it again, sir.
I said if we can make one person smile, that'll make our day. So,
that's it, man. It's all we can do, man. Just every day do the best we can. Good luck with the event, Sam. I look forward to seeing you again. Take care, and we'll talk again real soon.
Have a good one, Patrick.
Thank you, Sam.
You know, that's kind of the idea. You know, we all can't help everyone.
No.
But everyone can help someone.
Amen, buddy.
You know? And so as we talk about there's not football on Sundays anymore.
There you go.
Having a little bit less sports, a little bit more free time, which is a good thing. You know, got to have that good, healthy balance. And
yes,
so
we
find a lot of people that aren't consumed by marriage and children yet that are in that, 21 to 39 age cohort, young-ish is what we like to call it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
That are looking for ways to get involved. They're looking for ways to get back. And some people you hear constantly about not knowing how to volunteer, where to find ways. So we're just trying to make it easier for people to just sign up and show up.
You know, you and I love sports, Josh, and that's just something. And not everybody in that group is sports fanatics. You take everybody and anybody, and that's awesome. That's what it's all about, because you're going to have a lot of people. Which, by saying 21, I remember when I first came to Tampa Bay, it was a little, a little different, coming into a new place. It'd be neat if I could have hooked up with an organization of that nature. It would have been very helpful, and that could help out a lot of young men. And then you see what the community is about, giving back. And seeing guys in your own age bracket acting properly, having the right foundation and the right upbringing, doing good. It's called having a purposeful life.
Absolutely.
It's real simple, man.
We're making some Valentine's, drinking some beer. Who can't get down with that, right?
Exactly, man. That's, that's what it's all about. You can do good and have fun at the same time. I've always said that. And there's a time to be serious, but most time, it's not life and death. It's not that serious. And if there's a mistake to be made, guess what? It can be fixed if you put your head together and don't let it destroy you. So with that being said, now Scott during the break brought up something, folks, that I thought was pretty interesting. Do we have to look at the scoring differently with the three-point line versus the non-three-point line with LeBron?
Kareem's not – Kareem, LeBron's 36 points from Kareem.
Right.
Now, let's be honest. Whether there was a three-point line or not for Kareem's whole career, he's not going to shoot three-pointers.
No, not him, but...
But, yeah, there's many others that I'm sure that has helped him. You know, no doubt LeBron's going to pass Kareem, but then you look... It's so hard to say who's the greatest basketball player because you look at Kareem, he played 20 years. LeBron's played 20 years. Kareem, in those 20 years, never played less than, I think it was 74 games in a season. He never got hurt.
No, he didn't. And
the game was a lot more physical, and you were allowed to beat the heck out of these guys a lot more then. My question is, if there's no illegal defense like there wasn't back then, because when Wilt Chamberlain played, when Kareem played, four guys can cover him all at the same time.
Correct.
It was a plumber, an electrician, the mailman, and the guy who brought the milk, but yeah.
I mean.
Bro, come on now. I mean. We're not going back to Bob Cousy era. Then you'd have a legitimate point back in the 30s and 40s when it was the milkman and the pediatrician and the plumber.
What was the average height and skill of the person Kareem was matched up against? Obviously, there's the couple.
The centers were much bigger than they are now.
Yeah, Josh.
Rudy Gobert, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, Steven Adams, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid,
Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon.
It's pretty same, bro.
Bob
Kareem
Lenier.
Was before those guys.
No, he wasn't. Well, at the end, he was with them. He still dominated when he played.
Well, if you want to go back,
prime.
Bill
when you
Russell,
think of Kareem,
Moses Malone. I mean, we
pick
could,
the era. You don't get no. We don't get to say Hakeem Olajuwon.
Lenier.
We don't get to say Hakeem Olajuwon and Bill Russell.
No.
Bill Russell, right. Bob Lanier.
Who did Kareem match up against consistently? Who did he have to face off against? Who was actually
I'm naming them?
Yeah,
those guys don't hold a candle.
Bob.
Right. One.
The centers were better then than they are now.
That's wild. That's just wild. We're seeing Nikola Jokic run out there and roll out 40, 20s, and 20s in his sleep.
It was the better's not the right word, Scott, if I can interject here, not to kick you out.
They had to work a lot harder to score a point because they didn't get beat up.
It was a different, tougher game, I think, for centers in that era, Josh, than centers of this era.
Much.
So that doesn't mean they're not better.
Right,
or just
they're
as
way
skillful.
More skilled now. The average competition each night, again, the guys I just rolled out and listed, Kareem didn't have that. You've said Bob Lanier twice.
It's turned in the center of now is more of just a power forward. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Imagine Kareem or anyone else if they had the ability to bring the ball, dribble the ball all the way up the court, lead a fast break, pull up and hit a three.
Again, the game was different. No, what I'm trying
to
say,
exactly.
Josh,
it's different.
You know,
it's different.
Wishbone.
But the physicality, we don't get to say, they're not getting their backs broken.
These guys
there's
fall.
Still you have to also acknowledge the skill of being able to bring the ball all the way up the court.
They're
to
horrible
defend
rebounders.
Them.
They're horrible defenders nowadays.
Yes, they are.
They're not. They don't have the complete game like Kareem had. They don't. They're not even in the neighborhood of a complete game.
I've never seen anybody, Josh.
And that's why Kareem is arguably the greatest player of all time, and why LeBron deserves every praise and accomplishment today.
The only thing is he chokes.
The fastest.
Kareem didn't choke.
Won a seven,
he chokes.
Right. So LeBron, the guy who came back against the greatest regular season team in the history of the league, to come back from down 3-1 for the first time ever. Yeah, no clutch factor there.
And how many championship and playoff series did he disappear?
The Bikram yoga stretches that you have to go through to discredit this man is unbelievable. He's on the verge of passing a record that people thought would never, ever be able to be accomplished. He's going to do it with Kareem witnessing it. He's going to do it with a skyhook to acknowledge and honor the man. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be poetic.
First of all, we don't even know came out, Kareem might not even be there. They have zero. There's a big article today. They have zero relationship.
Why are you ruining this narrative? Why are you killing
because
this?
Because they don't.
Why
that's
you,
the
why
narrative.
Are you doing this?
They don't have a relationship.
You know why he's ruining it, Josh?
Because he's a hater.
No, a lot of people, hate's a little harsh, Josh. Dislike, I'll give you that one, because of the way he's handled himself. Is that right or wrong? I already said you can do what you want. You can feel what you want.
We are talking about an on-court.
But that's where we're looking.
I understand
we're
entirely.
Talking
so on-court. Acknowledge that.
I agree with
that. But he's only talking on court.
I agree, LeBron.
But
is
that
one
comes
of the
into
top.
That comes into play LeBron, where you root for a guy or don't root for a guy or you pick at him.
LeBron is one of the top five players of all times. No one can argue that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's one of the top five players of all time.
And so
the problem that holds him back is the same thing that holds back Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton. Yes, he's won series, but he's also choked and disappeared in series.
You know what? That's a great conversation. Charles, we'll get to you in just a minute here, boss. Hang in there with me.
I just think it's wild. He's 36 points away from passing this amazing record, and we're still pointing out. But you're taking this opportunity to discredit him. Oh, he's not clutch. Oh, this.
We're comparing. We're comparing.
We're comparing him.
That's not. We're not knocking him. We're just saying, is it easier for Tom Brady to play at 45 than it would be for Dan Marino? Yes, because the rules changed. You have to acknowledge it, Josh.
And the defenders, the athlete today is more advanced. We talk about
that's true.
That's science. That's human nature. Amen. That's evolution. There's no denying that.
Medicine,
so
eating
you have
properly,
to adjust
everything.
Both ways. Just because it's less physical doesn't mean that it's like
no,
they
no.
still have to adjust. These linebackers running around out there are absolutely crazy.
But, you know, the quarterback being able to slide, the quarterback being able to do this. We got the tuck rule. I mean, can't hit the guy at the legs.
And you've got
here, Josh. And then before Marino, you know, the wide receiver, he couldn't run wild. The offensive line couldn't hold. You have to acknowledge these things. It doesn't mean the athlete isn't great and wonderful, just like LeBron. But it has to be acknowledged. But you hit a nerve, and then we're going to get to Charles.
My question is, would LeBron have scored – or any player today would have scored as many points the way they were allowed to be defended back then?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You know,
because Kareem had the one shot that was undefensible. Now you get that same rough and tough Dennis Rodman, you know, guys knocking you into next week. That would change the complexion of it, Josh. But again, you know, they would be faster too. And he would have been faster
and
back then, too.
Wouldn't have been as indefensible. The same way Dirk's fadeaway jumper wouldn't be as indefensible today, and why he wasn't still able to do that later on in his career, because the centers have evolved.
The skyhook would have been the same, easier today for Kareem than harder.
No, I won't say that.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
You can't touch him in the back like you could back then. You can't put your hands on him like you could back then.
Here's where the athleticism comes into play. Kareem would have had that skyhook blocked. Not all the time.
By who?
Oh,
the
man.
Guys, see, this is up. Where you're not. No, you're not watching the modern guys today. You're not seeing how tall they are, how much they're flying around. You just know
they can jump, bro. They can.
Yes.
These kids, 6'11", 7 foot tall.
When a ball's 16 feet in the air, you can't block it.
I know,
Patrick.
And
you
has the
that.
Reach. He has
it
the
was
reach.
16
he wouldn't
feet
have been able to create
air.
That same separation. You're not acknowledging the advancements on the defensive side.
The big men were a lot more physical back then than they're allowed to be now.
Here, Scott, Josh,
I want to
hit you two with this question, and I think Charles will have input on this question too, okay? Do you think somebody not winning a Super Bowl, not winning a World Series, not winning an NBA championship should really diminish from them that much?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Joshua?
I think everything evens out. I think it all I think between everything we've pointed out here, that in the end of the day, it all evens out. And honestly, when it comes to these best ever GOAT debates, I think you can only judge on the best of their era.
Correct.
You can only judge on the best.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, the
you can try, and it makes interesting conversation. It reminds me of the Rocky movie when they, you know, showed Rocky.
Is him. LeBron better than Kobe?
Ooh,
LeBron
that's a tough
is
one.
Dominant. Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, it's
is he better than Jordan?
LeBron has dominated his era to the same extent that MJ did.
That's fair enough to say.
No.
So, but
and he didn't quit in the middle either.
I don't think
everyone wants to ignore that part. He quit for two seasons. Got eliminated in the playoffs.
How many championships has he been in?
Come on now.
How many has who been in?
MJ.
LeBron.
And LeBron.
I think 9.
How many has he
10?
Won? How many has he won?
I think 9, but you could be right.
How many has he won?
4.
I think he's 4 and 5. But see, just getting there to me, Scott, means something.
Four titles now is bad.
Jim Kelly.
That's the reality. So you'd rather someone be 4-0 than 4-5 in the finals?
I don't think you can even look at
it. Does.
So Patrick Mahomes.
6-0.
So Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl loss, he just should have just not made it.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be better just not make it at all.
That's my point. And even if you don't make it in, you're great because it's a team sport.
MJ refused to lose, except all the times the Pistons eliminated.
You know what,
the Celtics
Scott?
Eliminated. When
Charles,
it came back after quitting
let's
and got
Charles
eliminated.
Says. Charles, what
he
do you
lost
think?
In a championship.
Charles, welcome into the show. What do you think? Should World Series, Super Bowls, should a championship define you? I know it's part of the puzzle. That'd be ignorant. But should it I don't think, this is my personal opinion, Charles, I didn't get to say it, and that is, I don't think it should hurt you, and yes, it will help you a little bit, but I'm not going to put that much stock in it if you're fortunate enough to be on a team that wins a few Super Bowls and you happen to be the quarterback. That could be very misleading. Go ahead, Charles, please.
Well, I was going to say, it's a great argument, and, you know, and like you said, each generation's got their superstars and this and that, and I mean, that's why they've formed all these things, but you guys are missing one of the Giants that used to play. Remember Muggsy Bogues?
Now that was funny, Charles. You're always good to come in and give me a laugh. I appreciate that, my man. Well, golly, yeah, 5 foot four, who could dunk? That's scary.
Oh, God, yeah, he was unbelievable, you know, but you know, but guys like Dominique Wilkins and things like that, but each generation has their stars and superstars. It's like I always get, I'm so old school that, I mean, it's like they, you know, and today the athletes are bigger and stronger and faster. But the thing is, I told a guy sitting there, he said, they ain't meaner. I sat there, I said, could you imagine somebody, Conrad Dobler and all these guys out there, them old boys would be on the sideline crying, I'm not going back in against him again because he's kicking my ass. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's just, it's a great conversation thing, and that's the great thing about sports and the debate and everything else with it, too. But I was going to get your guys' opinions, you know, with this 2 weeks between the Super Bowl. You notice how they always go back to everything, and they're like one of the linemen. It's like, oh, yeah, well, in the third grade, his teacher, Mrs. Smith, knew this kid was destined for the NFL. Because the fact is, in third grade, he was 6'7" and 340 pounds. So,
well, it's just, you know, they just, so many storylines. The NFL does it to make bread. That's all it is. It's ridiculous. They should be playing today. Case closed. Oh, have a nice day. You want to do that Pro Bowl thing? Guess what? Do the flag football next Sunday so people can just kind of have something to do. Not today. I mean, we're all jazzed up. And I think it a lot of times hurts the game. I really do. I think if the game was played a week later, the blowouts would not occur as often as they have.
The players have changed, too. You know, in the old days, and Charles, you know this, we'd have the Super Bowl, and then after the Super Bowl, we'd have the Pro Bowl.
Correct.
And the difference, the difference was the superstars showed up to play.
Do you remember years and years ago, do you remember they used to have the college all-stars against the pros?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know,
and I mean, so they got away with that, and you're like, I'm surprised the NFL hasn't. But of course, with the amount of money being flown around here nowadays and stuff, I mean, it's like, you know. But I told him, I told my wife, I said, hell, I'll sit on the sidelines and carry a clipboard for $2 million a year.
Amen, amen, Charles. Charles, appreciate you calling in. We're up against a hard timeout.
You guys,
and we will see you.
You guys have a blessed week, man.
You too, brother. God bless you, Charles. All right, you're listening to the Sports Zone here on AM 860 The Answers live. And we got about 10 minutes left. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
The Answer Tampa, welcome. The Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Live at the Palladium Theater in St. Pete, February 9th. With Salem's own Kevin Jackson, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein.
I'm lucky now if I get words, it's mostly emojis.
She sent lips and a donkey. Apparently she's out of makeup and needs a ride to Bethlehem.
Save 30% till February 1st using discount code SALEM. VIP tickets available. Don't miss Kevin Jackson, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein. Tickets at TopComedyShow.com.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Every morning when we wake up, we should be full of gratitude for another day of life before us. We are reminded daily by events in the daily news cycle that our earthly life is so short and can come to an unexpected conclusion at any moment. You become comfortable with thinking that I'm going to live a long, long life. But we know that will not be the case for all of us. The Bible instructs us never to go to sleep if we have aught with another person. Settle an issue before your day ends, especially with a family member or a good friend. You never know what the next day will bring. A life of regret over a disagreement is too long to bear when a loved one departs this life unexpectedly. Every day of life is precious, of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right. Got about 5 minutes left to rock and roll here. Appreciate you tuning in to AM860 The Answer, the Sports Zone. We have a lot of fun here on Sundays. And you can check me out with the captain tomorrow morning, 5:47 to be precise. The captain and I will be talking about what happened in the sports world today. So check us out.
Talking about what happened in the sports world this week, obviously, we had Brady's retirement. Feel like that deserves some sort of acknowledgement here. Yeah.
Did I hear right that he's going to do the Super Bowl with Burkhart and Olsen?
Probably, because he's going to Fox now. He has that big 10-year deal.
Yeah, okay.
Here, so is he back? Is he knocking on Giselle's door?
I hear he's dating a nice other model right now, so God bless that, the kid.
The video he posted gave off a lot of trying to get my girl back energy. There was a lot, you know, from the beach looking in. There was a lot of that energy. Gotta love America, though.
So
Someone went to the same exact location from where he posted that video, same angle and everything, and took a picture of a bottle of sand from it and then was selling that memento from the exact spot that Tom Brady announced his retirement at.
So that's bet. Funny. Are him and Giselle going to be?
No, she's done.
Is she done?
She's done.
So you're telling me
you
they're
really
not?
Think so
they're not the couple. And are they made?
Oh,
are
on.
They made?
You don't think they can get back together?
Okay. She's done. He just spent.
She's medium rare.
He just blew. He decided that he cared more about beating the Panthers by a half a game or whatever it wound up being, and having his first losing season in the history of his career and the worst year ever. She said, "Okay, you go have fun with your little football game."
Now let me ask you this, Josh. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna ask Scott because you're not married, dude. Okay, you promise your wife I'm gonna retire, but keep it between us, honey. Okay,
uh-huh.
And she tells Sally Sue. And Sally Sue tells Josh. Josh tells his friend at ESPN, and it gets out. You might have a little problem, wouldn't you, Scotty boy, to say, okay, Giselle, you screwed up. Guess what? I'm going one more year.
How much money does Giselle make?
A few bucks.
No, I got no problems.
You're funny, man.
I got no problems.
No, you know what I mean. Come on now. Be serious. That was funny, though. But
no, I just,
you can't do that to a guy with that type of ego and passion. I told you to keep it between us. Now you didn't. Now you PO'd me. Guess what? I'm going to play another year, baby.
So you're telling me if Giselle calls up Tom tomorrow and says, I want you back, he ain't going?
He
in New York
her,
second.
Yeah, he wants her back. And that's he said, all right.
This
I'm
new
playing.
Model's making him happy. Who knows?
He said, I'm playing another season. And she said, peace out. I'm done with this.
When you spend years chasing someone and wanting to be with someone, you're that's it. It might take you years to get there, but that's it.
It's high I man. See. I mean, people get divorced and get back together, so it could happen, Scott, but this was a pretty cut and dry divorce. I don't know if it can be reconciled.
She got to finally go on a Christmas vacation for the first time. Like, for the first Christmas in however many years, she was able to go and vacation with the yoga instructor or whatever,
Yeah. Well, it was Groundhog Day this week. I was thinking maybe if he walked out of a locker room and saw a shadow, he might go one more year. But, anyway, what do I know?
In all seriousness, though, to bridge the Super Bowl conversation, it is fascinating what Mahomes has been able to accomplish. You know, as we're making these parallels, because again, Mahomes has lost in the Super Bowl already. So if you want to do this, Mahomes is more on the LeBron track, whereas Tom Brady is more the Michael Jordan. And so there are interesting as we write these
and
narratives.
Again,
I think
when we look at championships, I'm going to look at a basketball player tougher than a quarterback because he's got to get in sync with 10 guys. The basketball guy needs to get in sync with one.
But here's why the Mahomes thing is interesting, because Mahomes is being asked to do more than Brady ever was. And Mahomes is putting a lot more on his back than a lot of other guys are. Because Brady, especially younger at this point in his career, it was strong defense. It was a lot of the strong running game. He still had other people around him.
Thanks, Josh. You know I love Mahomes, but now I got to stick up for Brady. Thanks, Josh. You're the best. I'm telling you, he might not be back next week after this one because I have to be objective. The kid, God bless him. I did some more research so I wouldn't be so bad to the man, okay? He did throw the ball to a lot of guys that, guess what? You're talking about plumbers and freaking, carpenters?
Absolutely. Brady
so I got it. He did do a lot in that regard. Does he have to move around? Does he have to do things? No, because the game has changed.
But Belichick's defense was always better than Andy Reid's defense.
That's true, too.
Always.
Yes.
Always. So, better offensive lines up front, stronger running games.
That's true.
The parallel, Brady
I'll
had.
You, the Patriots had some good defenses, though, back in the day with,
the Patriots. Yes, the Patriots always had a stout defense. That's
but
what I'm saying.
But KC had some good defense.
They've had a couple of good defensive players.
True.
They have never been a good, right now they have a Chris Jones. Yeah. You know, they have.
And obviously we'll talk about it next Sunday, but just for kicks, right now, who wins the Super Bowl, Josh?
I like the Chiefs.
So do I, man.
I trust Mahomes. I wouldn't be surprised either way. I'll be rooting for both guys.
Yeah.
You know, I know not all people like to point out these things, but it is Black History Month, and we're going to have our first Super Bowl with two black starting quarterbacks. You know, it's kind of a cool thing.
It's going to be interesting to see who gets ahead. I'm looking forward to the game, and we'll talk about it more next week, obviously. But we're going to talk about other sports, too, because this, is going to be the last football week coming up for a while. We'll have some USFL ball. I'm curious to see how that plays out. Maybe Josh Johnson from the San Francisco 49ers can go back there and play after that game in the playoffs. So, anyway, folks, we want to thank you for tuning into the show. It's always a pleasure to come to you and just talk sports with Josh and Scott and, do a random act of kindness for your fellow man this week. If we could all start doing that a little bit more, let somebody in traffic. Let a person go ahead of you. You're talking a minute or two. Be patient with people. We need to get back to some civility in this great country of ours and act properly. So God bless you all. Let's be good to each other. And we look forward to catching you tomorrow on the Captain It's America Show with Matt Bruce, the Third Watch, and please tune in tomorrow. Josh, any final words, young man? Talk about your guild real quick. Give them the name.
Awfully Good Guild. Event coming up this Saturday, Valentine's for Veterans. Awfully Good Guild.
Peace, Tampa Bay, peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.